The committee has been working on studying the impact of the oil sands on water quality and water usage up in the Athabasca River Basin for the last year and a half. And at the end of the spring session, the decision was made by committee that we weren't coming to a conclusion on the report, that we couldn't reach a consensus. And the decision was made that the best way to proceed was that each party would file their own report, which I expect that you'll see over the next few weeks from all the various members of the committee, making their own recommendations on what should happen. So the hearings will still have some recommendations coming from the independent partners of the committee, but there won't be an official House of Commons decision made by committee. Is that there was a draft report, and that it was in the drafting of that report that there was some difficulty in finding consensus.
And what did you make of the evidence that you personally heard about the impact of the oil sands development on watersheds in Alberta?
Well, from a personal position, I can tell you that I did want to see a report come out. I wanted to make sure that as chair that we did come to some agreement on what needs to be done. I personally felt that there is improvements to be made with how the oil sands are being mined and how we deal with the tailing ponds. And also now there's also some concern based upon the last report from Dr. Schindler on some of the air quality issues as well and impacting the watershed. So there is a need for more collaborative work between ENGOs, the oil sand companies, and federal and provincial governments to improve monitoring, improve the research, and, of course, improve protection of the watershed through both reclamation of the tailing ponds and the mine sites and adapting best practices.
Have you spoken with the Environment Minister about this at all?
Well, no, as you know, committees are creatures of their own domain, and so he's aware, I'm sure, of the decision that was made by committee, as everybody is.
No, I'm just talking about the impact of the oil sands on water quality and now the air.
Oh, well, of course, as caucus colleagues, we've talked about the study that we were doing, and the minister has said publicly that he's has concerns. We also understand, as I think all parties do, the huge economic impact that the oil sands have on the Canadian economy, and also the huge reservoir of oil that exists in the oil sands, representing the second largest deposit of oil outside of Saudi Arabia.
And in terms of you know, balancing though, what is worth, you know, the economic development, you know, this is the old question, economic development versus you know, the environment. How can you balance the two, or what makes one worth more than the other? And you're just personally.
I think personally we have to find the right balance of the social economic factors. Because this is representing a huge GDP contribution to the Canadian economy and, of course, to the Alberta economy specifically. But, you know, in some of the evidence that was presented to committee, it showed that Ontario and Quebec were also huge beneficiaries of oil sands activities because of the need for oil or steel and manufactured goods and equipment to keep the oil sands working. So there's a lot of jobs created in Eastern Canada on top of that. But we also have a concern of how there's downstream impacts in Fort Chippewa and other communities along the Athabasca River. I also have personal concerns over the amount of water that's used, especially during low flow rates out of the Athabasca River for everything from the steam process for the refining of the bitumen, as well as the amount of water that's used, although it's a